Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Podcasting live from Los Angeles to the world. This is your host, Danny Pena. Now you're listening to Gamertag Radio episode 1091. This, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be a very, very big episode and also exclusive for you guys. All right. But first, head over to gamertagradio.com, post your comments and feedback, and listen to our past episodes. And if you have the chance, make sure to share the content with your friends. Doesn't matter if it's old episodes or new. We would like for you to do that. It will help us get new listeners of our show. You could also find us on any podcast app and just subscribe, follow us, post a review, etc. All right? It's going to help us out, and we need your support. Also, if you would like to be part of our fan mail discussion or episode like last episode of GTR, all you have to do is this.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so there's a lot of things going on, guys. Lots of things. So Cyberpunk 2077 just came out actually today, and there's a lot of people that have been playing it. You know, we've been talking about the game now, oh my God, since 2013, 14, around there, right? It's been years. We even had CD Projekt Red a couple times on our show to do interviews. Also, we had the developers talking about the game where we will go to E3. We had roundtable discussions. We had all type of content, but there was one thing that was missing. One thing that was missing, right, was the star of the game, Keanu Reeves, better known as Johnny Silverhand in the game. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have the one, the only, and yes, some people will call him breathtaking, Keanu Reeves on our show. And this is exclusive. So first, let me explain to you how this all happened. So I've been creating also content for Telemundo, which is a very well-known TV network here in the United States for a Spanish audience. The majority of the Spanish audience there, they're not gamers, right, at all, but they have family, and some of them also are into gaming. And look, video games has been changing throughout the years, right? Now more and more of the casual market has been supporting and buying products, and also they've been playing on their phones, et cetera, right? So, you know, last week, actually 2 weeks ago, I posted my first segment of the show called En Casa con Telemundo. And if for those who don't know, you can watch it every day, Monday through Friday, starting at 2 p.m., 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or if you're here in the West Coast, you would also watch it at 2 o'clock here, local time. But I posted that, and it went around. A lot of people loved the segment. And what I was talking about was the launch consoles, the new ones of PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series, and it went well. So after that, I also got the word that an agency and also CD Projekt Red wanted me to interview Keanu Reeves for the show to talk about Cyberpunk 2077 in Spanish. And I said, yo, let's do it. I am super, super down to do this. And it was, let me tell you, it was an amazing conversation with Keanu, man. So what I did was I recorded in English, and I said some Spanish stuff in there, right? And then I had to re-record it for the Spanish audience for the TV show and everything. But it came out so, so good. And matter of fact, if you listen to this episode, and also if you watch the video version that's going to be available on telemundo.com, Keanu was excited, super excited. And you know, we were the only Spanish outlet that got the opportunity to interview him. And man, it feels so cool to get the opportunity. And it was awesome. It was really, really cool. And I talked a lot of about the character, asked him, you know, how was the his reaction coming out on stage at E3. It's a great, great conversation. And I can't wait to play that later on the show. And please let me know what you think. Post about it on Twitter. Send me your feedback on Discord, which you should join us. Discord.gg/GTR. That's Discord.gg/GTR. So yeah, make sure to check it out and listen to it. And I'm so curious to hear everybody's feedback and about this interview. But first, I also want to give a shout out to Paris, man. Yesterday was a big day for him. He hosted the live event of Cyber Night. This was the Cyberpunk 2077 midnight launch event with Twitter Gaming and also CD Projekt Red. So people were asked a lot of questions to the developers, and Paris will read them, and he will talk about it. He will read it, and then the developers will like answer the questions, etc. It was pretty cool. It was like an hour long. And last time we checked, let me double check right now, because I know when I checked last night, it was maybe 127,000 people that were viewing at that moment, right? So let's check it out now here. Okay, so I'm on Twitter Gaming official account. And this video, hosted by Paris, has 13.6 million views. Wow, congratulations, Paris. This is insane. This is insane. 13.6 million viewers watch this live and also as a VOD content. So that's amazing, man. Really, really cool. But it was awesome seeing, Paris with the dev team. And they answered a lot of questions. So if you get the chance, go to Twitter Gaming on Twitter. Just look it up. And did they have the video pinned so you could watch it through there? It's an hour long. Really, really great conversation. I hope you like it, all right? Also, another thing is today I got a package, which I got to find it around here, the letter. But I got a package from Doritos. And this is a super cool thing that they sent that only 77 people around the world got it. So my package is 44 out of 77. So it's Doritos in 2077. They'll show how it looks like and everything. So when you get the package, there's a button where, not a button, but it's like a sensor that if it picks you up, the light of the package will light up. It will either go blue or red, and it's super cool. Inside is Doritos, which I'm going to eat it live during the Game Awards later on today. So make sure to tune in if you listen to this before I go live. But yeah, it's so awesome. And I want to give a shout out to Doritos, man, for sending that package, man. Really, really cool. All right, so before we continue with the show, and I'm going to play the interview with Keanu Reeves later on, we have a couple questions here for fan mail. So it's time for fan mail.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
All right, so we have one here. This is from Peter, and the title is called Guesses on Game Pass Launch Dates. He said, Danny and Paris, longtime listener, first time emailer. Thank you for everything you do. I used to own both PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. This year, I only wanted a Series X because of the Game Pass addiction. There are so many games that I love on Game Pass that I will love, that I would have never bought. Sea of Thieves, Outer Wilds, Tetris Effect Connected, and now Control. Microsoft has many Game Pass games announced with no dates. I'm curious, when you think these games are going to land? Halo Infinite, The Medium, State of Decay 3, 12 Minutes, Starfield, Elder Scrolls, Forza Motorsport, Crossfire X, Grounded, full release, Everwild, Psychonauts 2, Fable, and more. Some unannounced sequels like Forza Horizon 5, Gears of War 6, and so on. And then he writes, he ended with this, just thinking if 2021 is going to be loaded or 2022 or 2023. All right. Thank you so much, man, for the email. Peter, next time, please let us know where you're from. I would love to give a shout out to your local area, man. All right. So I think that in 2021, we are going to see games that you have this on the list. And also, you are going to hear about games that is as a surprise announcement. Nobody knows about it, etc. It reminds me so much the way how the Netflix formula is, where you go every Friday or certain days during the week. There is special content exclusive only on Netflix, like Netflix originals and so on. You will see that there. You will also see trailers of shows that just launch out of nowhere. We are going to see stuff like that for the service of Xbox Game Pass. I think once Xbox start getting content, doesn't matter if it's AAA or AA or indie games, etc., we are going to see more and more games. Remember that there's over 23 studios now working on the games now, first-party games for Xbox. And sometimes they're going to be working on games that is like a fun project, right? Perfect example is Obsidian. They are working on multiple RPG games, and they worked on their Outer Worlds that came out, one of the biggest games that came out last year, and was a lot of fun. One of my favorite games too. And they were also working on a project where a very small group, a small team that is part of Obsidian, and it was called Grounded, and it released and it became a hit. Right now it's in early access, so it's available for PC and also console. And if you have Game Passes available there. And that came out of nowhere. And people were like, oh, man, this is so cool. And it blew up and everything. So we are going to see more games like that too. While all these other companies, studios, I mean, are working on AAA games. So I think we might see a couple of new ones early 2021. I know that one of the games you have on your list, The Medium, is also coming out sometime in January. It got pushed back because of Cyberpunk 2077. It was supposed to come out the same exact day. So that was a very smart move for the developers to push that game away from Cyberpunk and having it launched during the time where there's nothing really big coming out. And I think The Medium is going to be a fun game. Is it a triple A game? No. But I think it's going to be a really cool, fun game to have. And especially if you have Xbox Game Pass, you have the opportunity to play this game. And just enjoy it. I am a fan of horror games, so I can't wait to play this game. And also, I'm a huge fan of the developers, Blooper. They worked on a couple of games like Layers of Fear. They worked on Blair Witch, a game that came out, was it this year, early this year, etc. So it's really cool. I can't wait to play The Medium, man. So now about the other games, I know just recently 343 announced that Halo Infinite is coming out fall of 2021. Now, with the conversation that everybody's saying is, I personally thought it was going to come out maybe around September and so on, and have those bigger games also coming out in November, right? But it looks like the game Halo Infinite is coming out on the 20th anniversary of Halo Combat Evolved. And I think that will be the perfect time to release that game. So there you have it. I don't know about the rest of the games, but it's a lot. It's a lot. And I'm wondering how Xbox is going to spread it out instead of having too many games coming out during the holidays. I think it would be cool, the formula that Nintendo did years ago when they launched the Nintendo Switch. Every month there was an exclusive for like a whole plus year, right? So if Xbox could do something like that, it will make people to join the service. Doesn't matter if they buy the console or plays on a mobile device or plays on a PC, but we need that type of content nonstop to be released to the service, so people will have like reasons to go and subscribe or buy a console, and so on. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would like to see from Xbox. And this was a great question, man. So Peter, thank you so much for sending it, man. All right, let's go with the next one.
Hey, what's going on, Gamer Tag? How are you good brothers doing? This is Keon calling from Baltimore. I wanted to ask you good brothers a question. Now, we're all around in the same age range. I'm 41, you know, born in the 80s, of course, you know, grew up in the 80s. And there were some amazing cartoons back then. What I wanted to know, brothers, is what cartoon, if you had a choice, you're the head of a studio, you can do whatever you want. What 80s cartoon from your youth would you make into a video game? Me, I got three. I would love to see Voltron, Silverhawks, and Thundercats. Those were like three of my favorite cartoons growing up. Honorable mention, Marshall Bravestar. Yeah, brother. But that's what I would like to know. What cartoon from the 80s would you guys make into a video game? You guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you guys for the fantastic content. With that being said, you guys take care and have a good one. Bye-bye.
Man, shout out to Keon. Keon always email us or send us voice messages, or sometimes email a couple every week, and I like to save them because he has some great, great questions, man. So this one, Keon, love this question, and I'm an 80s kid. I remember waking up every Saturday morning just to see my favorite cartoons early in the morning, right? So I'll watch also during the day, after school, during the week, I will watch G.I. Joe, Transformers, Voltron, Thundercats, and so on. So I love this question. Now, I know you mentioned three. I love that pick. Those picks, amazing, amazing. Now, for me, I would love to see a new Voltron game. I think that would be awesome. Thundercats will be cool, where you could play multiplayer with the whole crew, go out there and, you know, defeat the enemies and maybe some boss battles. I think that those two are like my top picks. I know there's been Transformers has been out for a couple times throughout the previous generation, even during the Xbox 360 days, PlayStation 3 days. But like I've been there and done that with those, right? But Voltron, Thundercats, I love your pick about Silverhawks. That's a really good one, man. Really, really good one. But I would love to see more of like 80s cartoons from back in the days, releasing as a game. Doesn't matter what console it is. And here's a good thing though, that it's a lot easier now to bring back those IPs from back in the days. And the reason is streaming services. For example, Voltron, they re-released and they made it a brand new series for Netflix, and it was a huge, huge thing. And that's an example of make it big, right, through a service like Netflix or maybe Amazon or Hulu or Disney Plus, HBO Max, and so on, and then make it so popular, then release an official, well budget, not the low budget, but a good amount of budget, maybe AAA or not, and release that as a game for us, for the gaming audience. I think that will be something really, really amazing if a company could pull that off. Because it had great story, great characters, boss battles. I can imagine all those things, man. But yeah, I don't know if a company will do that. I know that Stranger Things, for example, is actually a big, big series. But they released a game that I feel like they could have put more money into the game. I'm not saying the game is terrible, but that series is pretty big, you know? So, but yeah, just want to say that, Keon, that was a really, really great question, man. And I hope more studios are willing to do that in the future, man. So great question, Keon.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Gabriel from upstate New York. I just have a quick question. First time caller. How come, you guys have probably answered this, but how come there is such a lack of couch co-op games and, you know, in today's age and gaming and everything like that? I know there's A Way Out and the Lego games, but there's no, you know, couch co-op games besides Halo and maybe Gears, you know? So anyway, guys, I hope I get an answer, and really, you guys are doing the best, man. I love your podcast. I listen to it every single time it comes out. I can't wait for all your reviews on the next-gen games and all that stuff. So, the love from Orange County, New York. I'm G. Guys, have a great day.
All right. First of all, man, thank you so much for sending us your voicemail. And this is your first time caller, so we appreciate your support, man. Thank you so much, man. All right. So the reason why there is lack of co-op, local co-op games, man, that is true, man. Now, I'm not saying every single game is like that. I think the sad part is a lot of the gaming companies are focusing so much on just online gaming, and they're missing the opportunity of people that could play, you know, local co-op. For example, you remember Castle Crashers that came out for the Xbox 360 back in the days? I know they re-released it for other consoles after that, but man, that was just like an amazing, amazing game where you could play with your friends, your family, right? Another game that I think was amazing too that came out during that time, during the 360 era, even during Kinect, was Dance Central. You play with friends, with family, right? Game like Rock Band was really cool. I think Nintendo is the only company out of all companies in gaming that they are always focusing on local co-op. So if you have the Nintendo Switch, you could grab the Joy-Cons, and you could also add more controllers and pass it with to your friends, and you could still play games like Mario Kart, ARMS, and so many other Nintendo games, man. And so I appreciate that Nintendo is always focusing on that, man, of local co-op. Really, really, truly, truly appreciate that so much, man, because not everybody are comfortable to go and play online with strangers, you know. But if it's something like a game like Jackbox 1 through all the way to 7, you could also play that with your friends. Everybody have their phones and just answer questions and compete. We did that during Thanksgiving. I went to Las Vegas, and I was there with my girlfriend's family. We were playing that, and that was a lot of fun, man. So local co-op is where it's at. There's nothing in this world, and I'm going to repeat this again, there's nothing in this world that could beat that face-to-face interaction with people, man. And having games like that that you could play locally is amazing. You know, I will have a great time playing a game like Mario Kart versus a game that people are not actually having fun at all, like a game like The Avengers, which is strictly online. You know, not every game has to have online multiplayer. I would love also a local co-op experience, man, which a lot of people are missing out. They're missing out big time, man. So there you go, man. But I love your question. I feel that that more of us should be vocal about that, man. So if you have an opportunity, post online, mention it to people that we need more local co-op games available for all platform. Another thing I want to say is if there's any games that you think should be highlighted, please let us know. Send us an email, send us a voicemail that you think is pretty cool for other people to try out. It doesn't matter if it's indie game or well-known game. Just let us know, and we will share that to our audience, because I think that's an amazing thing, man. So one more other thing. Go to Discord if you want to continue the conversation of games that we should try out with our friends and family that has local co-op. So this is what you have to do. Go right now to Discord, and you could join. There is a process of when you join, we have to approve it. So please, if you join, post in our welcome lobby area and give us some time. Once we go there and you see that somebody that just joined are posting, just saying like hello, putting an introduction or how you discover us, we're going to approve it, all right? Because a lot of people that are joining, but they're not saying anything. So here's how you could join. Go right now to discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR, and join. And please let us know about your favorite local co-op games that everybody else should try out, okay? All right, so I think the time has come. It is time for me to play my interview with Keanu Reeves about Cyberpunk 2077. This was filmed for Telemundo. This is the English version, because I have two versions. There's an English one and there's a Spanish one. So the Spanish one is online. Go to telemundo.com, go to the YouTube page, or also go to the social media and check it out through there. All right. So this is the full conversation with Keanu Reeves in English about Cyberpunk 2077. Let's listen to this interview. And once we come back, I have a couple more things to say.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, Keanu, first of all, I just want to say gracias. Thank you for joining us here in En Casa con Telemundo, man. How's everything, man?
Today is all right. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm super excited about Cyberpunk, but there's a lot of people that have never even probably heard of about this game. What you could tell us about Cyberpunk 2077 and your role in it?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Cyberpunk 2077 is a video game. It's a role-playing game. It's an open world game, and you play a character V, and you can personalize, customize your character. There's a bunch of menus to pick, you know, how you look, what kind of person you are, and you jump into the game. You're playing a kind of gun for hire mercenary. And you go on this mission to get this biochip, and things go horribly wrong.
All right.
You end up putting this biochip in your head, and surprise, there's already somebody embedded digitally on that, and that's me, Johnny Silverhand. And I'm living in this kind of digital world, but I'm trying to get free, and also this chip is also killing you. So there's kind of a ticking clock, and the game follows. It's a game where you can choose at certain moments what direction through dialogue and characters you meet to decide on which paths that you can take. And there's some that are super serious, and then some that are more less serious. and when I say serious, I mean like the life of your character. But this relationship with Johnny is I'm either going to help you or maybe I'm in your way. Maybe we become friends. Maybe we don't like each other. And you basically get to talk to me, talk to Johnny, and go through this adventure together.
But how much? Go ahead.
In a place called Night City.
Yes. Yeah, I can't wait to check out Night City, man, for the first time later on today, man. But how much of you is there in Johnny Silverhand?
I don't know. I think there's parts of me in Johnny Silverhand, some of his humor, definitely his ambition to kind of look at the world and how, I don't want to swear, but how like, beep, 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 it is, you know, and kind of like look at the world and say, hey, man, look at this. This is kind of beep, 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 and this is blah, blah, bleep, 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 you know, so I kind of share that with the character.
Yeah. How much you could tell us about the Cyberpunk 2077 universe?
Gosh, how much can I tell you about the universe? Well, I mean, there's so many different characters and adventures. You're going to meet people from Johnny's past. I used to play in a rock band called Samurai. So there's moments where you can, you know, rock, you know, you'll meet those band members. You're really meeting a kind of cavalcade of different kinds of characters, some that are, you know, underneath the city and the kind of darkened, you know, underground, and then some not. It's really it's almost like if you walked out your door and looked at the world, you know, how many different kinds of people and things are going on that, you know, Night City, the ambition of the game is to present it that sophisticated.
And what was it like to see yourself in this world?
You know, I saw some demonstrations of the game and some of the interplay between V and Johnny. And I don't know. I thought he was, you know, he's kind of cool. He's got the robotic arm. You know, he plays in a band. He's got some cool shades. He's got some attitude. He's got a heart of gold buried underneath a piece of coal.
Yeah, you know what? You look really, really cool. I love the character, man. But also the motorcycles in the game, man. It looks really awesome too, man. You want to tell us a little bit about that too?
Oh, that's kind. Yeah. The company that made Cyberpunk 2077, CD Projekt Red, I'm part of a company that makes motorcycles. It's called Arch Motorcycle. And they came to us and said, hey, man, do you want to do a collaboration on a look of one of the motorcycles or a couple of the bikes in the game based on a bike that we build called the Method 143? And I was like, that's fun. And so with their designers and the designer from our company, Gard Hollinger, they cooked up this cool-looking bike. And the sounds. They actually recorded the sounds of our motorcycle engine and put that. Because, you know, for Cyberpunk 2077, CD Projekt Red wanted, like, the realness of it, which I thought was cool.
Yeah. No, really, really cool, man. What was it that, I mean, this game has been years in the making, right? So what was it that impressed you the most about this game? And how's it been like the experience working on it too, man?
The ambition. You know, I thought that the ambition of what they wanted to make in terms of technologically what they wanted to do with light. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I don't know underneath the hood. You know, in terms of, you know, the gaming engines, how they're doing, you know, dealing with light and what ray tracing, you know, there's all sorts of high-end, next-level stuff that they wanted to put into this game. But the ambition of the story, I thought, was really cool. And getting to play this fun character.
All right, cool. You know what? I was watching the behind-the-scenes video, man. It looked like you had a blast working on this, man. It looked like you were super excited to work on this, man. And how is this different than working on other projects, you know, video games, movies, et cetera?
Yeah, for me, the biggest difference is that I don't get to literally embody the character. You know, I can't. When I'm doing lines, it's up to another illustrator to build the character. I gave some like gestures, like, okay, he sits, I like when he sits like this, you know, or it's like, come on, man, you know, kind of like some of the gestures that they took as kind of source or inspiration. But the biggest thing is that I don't have my body. So it's really voiceover work. And the lines that I get to say are, you know, I get to be a dick, I get to be a nice guy, you know, I get to be in love. I get to have my heart broken, you know. I get to be confused. I get to struggle. I get this friendship or, you know, antagonistic relationship. So I got to do a lot of things emotionally and creatively to express in the game.
Awesome. You know what? I have to say this, man. I was at E3 at the press conference when there was an announcement about you, Johnny Silverhand, right? And being there, it felt like it was super iconic, man, that moment. You know, I'm never going to forget that, man. So how was it for you coming out on stage and you see the crowd going nuts after they get to see you, that you in the game of Cyberpunk, one of the biggest games of this year, man?
Yeah, that was, I'll never forget that moment. And that was extraordinary. And, you know, we did the rehearsal and they had the smoke machines and I'd come out, you know, and I knew that there was a build-up to the game and excitement for the game, and I was, you know, really kind of proud or happy to be there to represent. But when I came out and received that so lovely, amazing reception, holy cow. It felt like a rock concert or something like that.
See, all you needed was the guitar, right? Right there.
I guess.
Like, this is how Johnny Silverhand.
I mean, I could imagine. Right? I mean, I can't imagine what a rock star feels. But but just walking out like that and getting that kind of love was really something really special. And And it was moving to everybody involved, you know. So thank you, everybody, because that was like a amazing highlight of the days.
Yeah. No, I just want to say, Keanu, it was an honor, man, you know, to interview you, man. I'm a huge fan. And from your friends here in Casa con Telemundo, man, I just want to say muchas gracias, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for the interview. And I can't wait to play the game, man.
Gracias. And thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Cheers.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, Gamer Tag Radio listeners, we're going to continue with the show in a few minutes. But first, let's support our sponsor for this week, Gamer Tag Radio, and that's Shudder. As the world's premier streaming service for horror, thriller, and supernatural content, Shudder is spooky 24/7, 365. Just because Halloween has come and passed doesn't mean that the scares don't continue. Sign up right now to Shudder and get access to the largest collection of acclaimed horror movies and series straight right to your favorite devices. You could check out this season right now, Creepshow Animated Special, Leap of Faith, Scare Me, and much, much more. You could try out the streaming service for just $5.99 a month or $56.99 a year. Shudder has the largest and fastest growing human curated selection of thrilling and dangerous entertainment. You could use the devices like iPhone, iPad, Apple TV. Look, even the new console, Xbox Series X and S, you could also download this and check it out. And I always, always recommend to check out Shudder, even on Twitter and social media, not only in the podcast. And the good thing is, Shudder is always adding new thrillers and shocking horrors added every single week. You have unlimited access to stream ad-free on your favorite devices. Shudder has a unique collection of exclusive and original films and series, horror classics, and much, much more. They even have really, really good documentaries about horror, all kinds, which I highly recommend. You could also check out movies like Tigers Are Not Afraid, One Cut of the Dead, The Creep Show, and much, much more. And like I said, I've mentioned it multiple times on Twitter how much I love Shudder. Look, I'm a huge fan of horror and zombie movies and documentaries, right? And I've been using this service now for a year, and it's a highly recommended service for you to check out. So this is the offer that I have right now for you, Gamer Tag Radio listeners. To try out Shudder free for 30 days, go to Shudder.com and use promo code GTR. And you could stream this for 30 days easily. Let me say it one more time. One more time. Go to Shudder.com. That's Shudder.com. You could try it out free for 30 days. And all you have to do is just put promo code GTR. Tell a friend. Tell your family members. Check it out and let me know once you sign up. Hit me up on Twitter and I will definitely will give you a shout out. And please, if you find any good movies in there, let me know too and I will watch it with my girl. So I just want to say thank you to Shudder for sponsoring this episode of Gamer Tag Radio. And listeners, please take advantage of this offer. It's 30 days, totally free. And all you have to do is just go to the website and put promo code GTR. We just want to say thanks to Shudder for sponsoring this episode of Gamer Tag Radio.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so that was my interview with Keanu Reeves, and my God, that's insane. Look, the only gaming journalist that got to interview him for during Media Day, and it was an honor to have him on a show, and I did an awesome job. You know, seeing him in a good mood and happy and just like being really like he had an amazing time just talking to me about the game, about the, his character. And also the most important question that I felt was him coming out at the Xbox medium briefing during E3. That was, to me, one of the most like iconic moments throughout the, all the years that I've been to E3. I could mention also when the Beatles was at the Xbox press conference, you know, stuff like that, which was very, very iconic. And this goes up there, man. So when I asked that question to him, he was very, very, very happy. And he, one thing that I loved about him, he thanked the fans. He thanked the fans for just cheering and just being excited. And he said himself during the interview, he felt like he was a rock star during that moment, you know? So really, really cool. And man, what an opportunity. Guys, this is an exclusive, world exclusive. And I'm happy and honored to be part of this, man. So please let me know your feedback, your thoughts on Twitter. Remember, follow me, Godfrey, GODFREE. Or you could also hit me up on Discord or send us a voicemail or email and let me know your thoughts about the whole interview, man. It was pretty cool and awesome. All right. Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio. You can find us on gamertagradio.com. You can post your comments and feedback, listen to our past episodes, and you could also find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is just search Gamertag Radio. Doesn't matter which app you use. No matter what, if you stream, we'll still get those download numbers, okay? So if you can, share with your friends, share with your family, let them know about us. We need more people also to listen to us. I love when I hear new listeners hitting us up saying that they discover us through a friend or just them searching. That I love those stories. So please, 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 let's make it happen and let's share this to everybody, man. All right, if you also would like to be part of our next fan mail episode or segment, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, I just want to say thank you, everyone, for listening to Gamertag Radio episode 1091. We have only one more episode, and that's going to be the Game of the Year episode. And after that, we're going to take a couple weeks off because we definitely, definitely need it. And we're going to come back here during the second week of January of the new year. So I'll be back here the next episode with Paris and P, and we're going to talk about our top five favorite games of the year. So if you have any games of the year, there's mention one, only one, please send us a voicemail or give us a call, 76-273-7GTR. That's 76-273-7GTR. And I will play on the podcast, man, on our last episode of 2020, all right? All right, so this is Danny, live from Los Angeles. I am out. Thank you for listening. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.